You and I have seen event follow event, each and every one of them a shock to our hopes for the peaceful development of modern civilization as we know it.
FDR soon told Americans that they should be wary of the four fears: the fear of not being able to worship freely, the fear of losing freedom of expression, the fear of military arms, and the fear that the war would damage free commerce among nations.
Have been cruelly invaded.
But now it was New Year's Day, 1941, and it was time to look forward. Within the White House, President Roosevelt and his advisors were preparing for the annual message to Congress. Suddenly, FDR leaned back in his chair. In a moment, he would ask his secretary to take down an idea for a new finale to the upcoming speech. It would not be four fears, but four freedoms.
As he was sitting there, he was thinking about the imperative of coming up with a set of words that would lift the speech beyond the idea that we have reason to fear the Axis powers, we have reason to believe and reason to hope that we can make a difference. So he articulates, sitting at his desk with his speechwriters, he actually articulates right out of his head these famous words: freedom of speech and expression, freedom of worship, freedom from want, and freedom from fear.